Things happen to people differently, and it's okay.
It's okay.
Sharing our stories, our experiences, and we are not editing anything. We really want to speak to
the girl.
To the girl.
Not everyone is seated at the table when formulating policies. So how do we ensure that information or awareness trickles down to the community that includes students, teachers, parents, guardians, etc?
Tunatumia social media like Twitter kupushizi awareness and ndo people wakwe na knowledge of this sexual harassment and how to reform it. Pia we can engage the community to help spread knowledge on sexual health, sexual harassments, and sexual efforts to prevent the sexual harassments. Yeah.
In as much as this policy affect this shule, you also need to share it out externally.
Yeah.
With the community, with the people who you are working with. Like, this is what our policy says.
Yeah.
So if you're coming to engage with any of us, this is how it governs you. What about internally? How do we create awareness?
I think we can make it a topic in every induction. Like, King Yun, this is what happens. This is our policies. So from the word go, you know that if it happens to you, there's a safe space where you can actually walk in and report. And then it will make you aware that, hey, this can happen. So you're not just going, it won't be like, yeah, what has happened? Like, you're aware that it can happen to you. It's like when kama unapewa warning, hey, kuna shimo pale mbele. So in case you happen to enter, you know how to take yourself out. You know, so, and then like I said, I'll echo the fact that we need to have youth-friendly corners where young people can actually walk in and, you know, just express themselves. Then you should, like, we can have clubs where people just have open and candid conversation about anything in life. You know, because you never know, I can start talking about something and I find myself opening up to things that I didn't even think that I'll ever say. Like the story that I gave about my uncle, I've never mentioned it to anyone ever since that happened to me. But right now that I'm talking about it, I feel like it's a relief, you know. So we can have clubs where people can have, you know, open conversations. We can have youth-friendly corners or centers. We can have, you can have trainings. Like you said, everybody's involved. So I think, like back in high school, we used to have chill clubs. Nipoa kuchill. So unajua, every Friday at 4, that's a chill club. And everybody was encouraged to join. So I think growing up, you know that, hey, kuchill. Like, kila mtu that sign. If a boy starts selling, I'm like, nime chill. Nime chill. It was very good. Unajua, so ata wewe unakuwa very cautious, like, you can just come and harass me. Be like, hey, where? You know, like, I know my rights. I know if you do something to me, I know where to go. So everybody is happy. There's a safe space. The school is, you know, the institution is actually at a hook. I'm going to go and show you, like, you're feeling good. You're looking forward to your lecturers. Like you said to Kikumbuka, why lecturer so-and-so? Hey, Kikumbuka is going to wink at me. He's going to just, it's depressing. And I think we have the right to enjoy your studies. You have the right to enjoy your work institution, you know, so. Kila mtu anapasa kwetu na peace. So let's make our institution a safe space to everybody. Again, lecturer, kumbuka you have a daughter. So just put yourself in your daughter's shoes, because unanifanyia hivi 4, 5, 10 years down the line you have a daughter. Then what if it happens to her? What will you do? So I think bringing the story closer is very important, because pia inakupatia conscious, like, okay, it can happen to me. Because nowadays you feel like even the men are very, you know, involved in conversations are rape, because wanajua, like, I have a daughter, it can happen to me. And you see the way wanasema, hey, mimi ukishika mtoto wangu, I'll kill you niende kamiti. So the same thing, pia wewe ukishika mtoto wa mtu, that will happen to you. So yeah, bringing the story closer home pia na kwanga inasaidia. Yes.
I think what I'll just add on that is bring it home in the way the students want it to be brought home.
Yeah.
Ukiangalia hizi documents, ni student gani anataka kuangalia Times New Roman 12 ni a 50 page document inakaa tu hivyo. So, can size the youth. They like visuals. They like vitu iko na picture. I mean, such that something that is attractive to the eye.
Yeah.
Iyo atasoma vizuri. So, can we evolve?
Yeah,
like, easy documents zetu, yeah. Hazifai kuwa tu zinakatu hivo.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, can we just bring some creativity to it?
Yeah.
You have youth who are working there with you. Mm-hmm. Can you involve them? Mm-hmm. Can you pick their minds?
Mm-hmm.
Kuwauliza, ehe, so ndiyo document, tunaeza ifanya aje.
Yeah.
Then there's also the issue of the skits.
Absolutely.
Mimi nikiwa campus, there are so many days in Menda National Theatre. Mm-hmm. Can we also have those skits mm-hmm. in the school?
Mm-hmm.
So that, tunajua yes, it's a learning session. Mm-hmm. Sita feel nika niko kwa class. Tunajua ta hizi training.
Zina choka.
Because tunuenda uko kwa PowerPoint. Mimi saizi nianze kuketi chini nangalia PowerPoint. Tunitumia yo PowerPoint nisome. So can we find creative and innovative ways? Yeah, kutuma.
Mm-hmm.
Finally, if you could go back in time and speak to your younger self who was going through the sexual harassment, what would you tell her?
Honestly, to begin with, I didn't have an idea of the sexual harassment. So I'll definitely research more on sexual harassment and definitely talk about the problems I faced because I wasn't an open book. Nilikuwa najiekea ndani sana. Unapata uko depressed. Yeah, I talk about it more, influence people to talk about the problems they face in such incidences, and also educate people about these harassments zenye zina happen uko shule.
I think my younger self was very naive. My younger self didn't have any information, any knowledge. Because I'll say, there's a time we went for an outreach in Kilifi, and we were hearing a story that there's a guy who died, and then I asked, like, what happened? He's like, alalana mtoto wake. And then I'm like, I'm trying to engage those women who are very illiterate. So what happens? Like, you can't just come together and stop him? Like, we need to talk, like, and then they're like, oh, you know, our culture doesn't allow, so if you sleep with your daughter, you'll just die. So apparently the guy died because he slept with the daughter. And I felt like that was very weird because I'm trying to imagine, so you're just going to wait for people to sleep with their daughters and but yeah, me and my left, they die. You know, we needed a solution. So my younger self, I didn't have any information. My younger self, I was very naive. My uncle was molesting me, and I didn't even know that he was doing that. So, and like right now, we have like the system are way better. We have information. We have CAC in and out of school. So, what I can tell my younger self is just to be, you know, too close to their mother, to their aunties, and just if you feel like something is weird, or you feel like you want to talk to someone like about something, just find someone like an auntie or a mother that you know, or even a neighbor who is a female, you can talk to them like. Uncle, what do you think? In your naivety state, like, and then we see what, you know, the mother is going to say or the auntie. Because in the case of Kilifi, you can imagine the mother was, the daughter apparently, amemwambia maybe my father amelala na mimi, and the mother cannot do anything about it. Like, it's so unfortunate. Like, imagine I'm going to my mother to tell, like, my uncle has molested me, and my mother's like, shh, nyamaza, nyamaza. Like, atashikwa, you know, maybe the father or the uncle is the breadwinner, so it's so bad. Like, yeah, so
actually, culture plays a big role in this sexual harassment.
Yes.
I would tell my younger self,
mm-hmm.
don't let the situation define you.
Yes.
You are not the situation, you will turn fine, even though right now you feel like the world is ending. It is not ending, it is not the end of the road for you. You will be fine.
Chichi niambuyu.